program is Chris Fabry Live. You can find us online at chrisfabrylive.org and link to our guest Alice's website, hiswheels.org, hiswheels.org. I'm there looking at the trike pilot project in North Africa. There's a video on there, a bunch of videos. But this is just really fascinating how these are constructed. And again, the mission statement for His Wheels International is, our mission is to provide pedal-powered transportation with dignity through global partnerships as a tool for expanding Christ's kingdom. And so you don't necessarily put Bible verses on the side of the trikes or the bicycles, but they are to carry people to help give the gospel, and which is just a fascinating thing that God would implant that on your heart, and then that in the condition that you have, He would use you in so many people's lives around the world and do that. That's just like God to do something that, like that, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so in 2005, we began small, and of course, I was thinking, Lord, how can I do this? How can I be the executive director of an organization when I can't even hold down a job? But I have found that my disability is something that is used by God to allow other people to find their niche within the work. I can't control things, so God's in charge, and He knows who we need to come alongside of us.
So, and that's an interesting way to put it, that your disability, you know, your heart and your desire is to do one thing, but you know that you can't do it. And so in your weakness, God can bring other people in there to shore that up and to expand the vision in a sense.
Right. And that vision has been, I mean, 4 months after we started, the vision took a whole different turn than we had even thought about. And that was, I had met with an African government official who saw the picture of the trike we bought in Nigeria, and he said, wow, we need trikes throughout Africa because of those affected by polio, landmines, or other disabilities. And, you know, landmines is something that has caused millions of people to be maimed and killed since the 70s. And one thing CFIDS can't steal is your dreams. And I went home and I thought, you know, I want to take a welding class. I figured if I could learn how to weld, then somehow I put an equal sign equals building a trike. I knew I couldn't do it. My health couldn't take the fumes. But a month later, I was at a birthday party just blessing a guy who wasn't sure why he didn't have friends. And someone said, you know, you need to talk to that guy, Kevin, the one who's standing in the corner. They're just making his obligatory hellos. And I talked to him, and I said, you know, this is my goal, to take a welding class, learn how to weld and build a trike. And he said, you know, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the prototyping? My only regret is that I didn't say, let me pray about it first. But
isn't that something?
But within a week, he had the first design. And now, 5 years later, he's designed 15 different prototypes, a junior racer, and a whole factory so that trikes can be built more efficiently and accurately in other countries.
And what about, let's just say with Africa, what kind of stories are you hearing from people whose lives have been changed because of those two or three wheels?
Well, I just have a story from last night. I saw a video, and this was in Haiti, actually. We sent a trike to Haiti. And the young man, his arms are kind of the size of my calf. And he is in a mountainous area, Lakai, Haiti, and it's very mountainous, but he's very strong. He's been pulling himself around on crutches for 26 years of his life, and his lower extremities don't work. And he, you know, they thought the illness was due to voodoo, and, well, he was given the trike, and he ruined the tires within a year. That's how how Hardy's been on the trike. And when they put new wheels on it just a few months ago, they took pictures of it. And I was so impressed, not by that, but by the fact that then they laid hands on him and prayed that God's grace would work in and through his life. And, you know, I thought of the verse that says, when you have done it unto the least of these my brothers, you have done it unto me. And, you know, they could confidently put their hands on him and pray for him because they had provided a basic need of transportation for him. Yeah. And I was just, tears just rolled down my face last night as I read that story, and I thought, you know, this is as powerful as quoting any verse of scripture to this young man.
There is nothing that can't be done through the dream that God gives and his power in us. I think that's where the scripture that talks about that everything is possible. You know, it's not that God's just going to willy-nilly move a mountain and just say, see, I told you I could do that. But in that man's life, a mountain was moved, even more than a mountain, because he can go over it, you know?
Yeah,
he can go around it.
He can tool around on that bike. You can tell it's just something he does with great ease and enjoyment. And, you know, I could... Boy, I don't, you know, I'm grateful that we've had this opportunity to give bikes away, because in our existence, we have given away 1,400 bikes and trikes to people affiliated with 83 countries. And, you know, I never had the chance to fulfill my goal of biking on all seven continents. But when I get to heaven, it will be much more satisfying to hear someone say, I didn't wave at you when you rode by on your bike, but because of a bike, I was able to serve my own people.
Isn't that great? You know, and I think of people who have a ministry to send shoes to people who don't have shoes, and here is transportation. God is raising people up to do what we can't think of, you know? God is raising people, even people with disabilities, raising them up to perform these types of things and really miraculous things. May your tribe increase. Alice, it's been good. I could keep on talking with you the rest of the week. I'm going to stop it right there, but I'm going to encourage people to go to your website, find out more about the ministry, which is just in Illinois right now, but who knows what God wants to do, and maybe chapter in all 50 states, and I think it's just a great idea. Thanks a lot for joining us, Alice.
Thank you.
Again, Alice Tyson is founder and executive director of His Wheels International, and you can find her at chrisfabrylive.org and link to her website, hiswheels.org. Tomorrow on the program at this time, we're going to talk with Dana Gresh. Many of you know her and her ministry to parents, to young girls. How can you keep the little in your little girl? We'll talk about that right here tomorrow at this time. Thanks a lot to Tricia and to Eric and to you for listening. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Now that you're retired, you might be a little concerned about how you're going to maintain a reliable source of income. The way the economy is now, it's getting more and more difficult to find investments that have a respectable rate of return, if any at all. Maybe it's time you look into a Moody gift annuity. Let me tell you why. First of all, you and your spouse get a steady, secure income for life. Part of that income is even tax-free. You also get a generous tax deduction. And best of all, you have the assurance that your gift will help spread the good news of Jesus for years, even after you're gone. We've seen firsthand how gift annuities can be a dependable financial planning tool. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, but if you'd rather, you can call 1-800-DL-MOODY and ask for the brochure called A Giving Partnership. It'll help you understand how a Moody gift annuity can help you plan your future. The number again is 1-800-DL-MOODY.